Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site and fm1032.com.au.
It's Australia's most popular comedy and the ABC's top ratings winner, and it's called The Chaser's War on Everything. And Mark Hadley from Anglican Media has turned his reviewer's eye to it. And so here we have Mark Hadley. Welcome again.
Yeah, and here I am, quavering in my seat, you know, because I've had ever since I said, oh, look, I think I'll actually have a look at a chaser, everybody's been saying to me, oh, you're not going to bag the chaser, are you? They'll come after you. They'll go for you. I'm thinking,
you've got a million people are going to be chasing with knives.
Well, it's true. And that's the funny thing, because actually, I watch The Chaser. I'm a big Chaser fan. In fact, from the days of their newspaper, and, you know, most people may not know, but they had a newspaper which actually led into their television programs. And so I think The Chaser is actually really, really good satire. But at the moment, I'm just raising a little flag amongst the millions of fans to say, hey, there's a note of caution. I just want to draw attention
to it. Well, let's talk about the type of humour that The Chaser is in the beginning. What kind of humour is it, and has it changed over time?
Well, The Chaser's, like, they are experts at satire, and basically that's just putting something up, you know, for us to have a good look at all the angles of it and see that sometimes it's inconsistent, you know, and it may not be truthful, it may not be even helpful. And so, you know, they're really good at that. But, you know, look, I would go as far as to say that recently their popularity has been tending them towards something a little more hard-edged than being satire. And I would even go as far as to say we're really looking at mockery now. You know, every now and again you'll see a joke that comes up, and it's really more about laughing at someone else and laughing at them because they're not us.
Okay, so the essential difference between satire and mockery, just to get it clear, because satire actually has this ability to hold ourselves up, I guess.
Yeah, well,
and say, oh, look, I said this, but in actual fact, I did this. Yeah. Look at me, aren't I funny, aren't I silly? Well, mockery goes a step further
I think mockery, mockery is probably, you know, just a subset of satire. I mean, satire is just being able to actually get outside of something and have a look at it and see, hang on, it might, using humour to really magnify something and have a good look at it. But mockery is when it actually gets a little bit of an edge, and it's more like it has a nasty edge to it. It's starting to really dig at other people, really mocking them for who they are, and really not allowing it to reflect on ourselves and say, hey, we're all in this boat together. You know, there's things I do that are inconsistent and so forth. And I think, look, if I was to take some examples, I'd say that, you know, one thing I've been a bit, you know, disturbed about, you know, you've got this great character. He goes around and he issues fines and stuff like that, and, you know, for ridiculous behaviour. And usually the jokes are actually a bit on him, because here he is fining people for ridiculous things. But when we go to a sort of quote-unquote, you know, western suburb and basically spot quote-unquote bogons, you know, with bad t-shirts and issue fines, what we're really saying is, you guys have got no idea how to dress, you're idiots, you know, and we get a joke out of it. Now, in the great words of that amazing American philosopher Homer Simpson, it's it's funny because it's not me. You know, and that's the thing that I think that's when we've got to be careful. Now, The Chaser is what The Chaser is, so I don't really want to... I mean, The Chaser is an excuse to actually talk to for us for a second to talk about what we laugh about. You know, and that's the question we should be asking ourselves. When we sit down, we pick our movies, or when we watch our television programs, we want to ask ourselves just for a moment, what are we laughing at? You know, now humor is a great device, and Jesus tells some crackers. You know, I mean, some great stunts about, you know, specs and logs in the eyes and things like that, and you can see the humor in the situation.
In the original context, people would have been laughing.
Yeah,
we don't see that.
Got a good cacker. I sometimes get really annoyed when people read that out in church, and it's all sort of and low
stayed. Yes.
You know, that sort of stuff. But the truth is that humor is a great device for uncovering inequity. But sometimes humor can be used to cause inequity. It actually can set people up in unfair situations. And that's the thing I think we need to be aware of.
And have you seen that in The Chaser?
Well, I think that there's a couple of situations which I think are funny for us, but definitely not funny for the people involved. And, you know, if we just for a moment put ourselves in those people's situation, we'd find it really hard. There's like one particular incident a few episodes ago. You know, one of the fellows is trying to actually road test a newspaper, use a newspaper, see if he really wants to buy it. So he sets up a toilet in this Asian lady's shop because he really wants to see if he likes the paper. Now, it seems funny on the screen, but there's this poor distressed Asian woman. She's just trying to run a shop. She has no idea. You know, she's not to know it's The Chaser. Some guy's just dropped his Dax, you know, in her shop. There's another one which I thought personally, it was just really too far. this idea of running a pool party, you know, but not having a pool. Yes. And so taking 80 people through, you know, someone's house. Now, those people were not in on the know.
And that was actually a home open one weekend, and somebody was trying to sell their house, and then suddenly 800 people come running through it.
You could see things smashing as they were going through the house. Now, look, there's a certain sort of, oh, I can't believe they did that humour to that. So we see that sort of, you know, that's amazing how far they'll go. But if we pause for a second, this is just taking advantage of other people, you know, and it shouldn't be funny because, you know, those two people were just trying to sell their house and they didn't do anything wrong by owning a pool. You know, they just got targeted. Now, actually, I wrote to the Chaser and I want to know from them. And I'm hoping they'll write back to me because we really want to talk about conscience in comedy. I want to know what their limits are. You know, I want to know if they break something, do they replace it? Like in one of their ad road tests, they actually spread paint and dog feces around this athlete's foot store because they were road testing their ad. Did they clean up afterwards? I want to know because I reckon these guys have got good hearts. I want to know if they actually are fair about it. You know?
I've heard that they do. I've heard that much that they do. Mm-hmm. I think the other question would be, and you'd be being a TV guy would know all about this too, is the whole talent release form though. I mean, to actually go on TV, you actually have to sign a talent release form. So what would happen there, particularly say with that illustration you gave there of the couple who were trying to sell their house and then 100 people waltz on through it. Wouldn't that couple who were trying to sell their house have actually had to sign the fact that they could be aired on TV?
Some television programs use releases, some don't. Okay, it's a muted point. You know, in fact, in law, it's a questionable area. Some people are quite concerned about it. My question would be, you know, to comedy programs in general, is if somebody feels like they've been wholly humiliated and they say, look, you've just humiliated me and it's been unfair, I'd rather you didn't do that to me nationally. I don't see why I should be a national laughingstock. And particularly if it's just someone, not like a politician picks a public life, but if it's just a normal person on the street. If somebody said that to the Chaser, would they take the segment off? Would they say that they wouldn't use it? I mean, this is just conscience and comedy questions.
And of course, the critic would then say, well, can you have any guidelines around or any parameters around comedy? Because then you're going to kill the punchline. I mean, if there's something you just can't do, well, that kind of kills comedy and stifles it.
Well, my question would be, is comedy limited to simply taking things to extremes? You know, there are lots of different types of comedy. There's irony, there's, you know, being able to produce incongruence in situations. There's all sorts of satire and parody that you can do. It's not all about just taking it to the extreme. Look, here's my thought. Okay, I mean, because I really don't want to sort of say, you know, point the finger at the Chaser. I want to point the finger at the audience. Here it is, one of the most popular programs in Australia today. We're all laughing, so we need to ask ourselves, what is funny? Now, the Bible actually has something interesting to say for at least Christians who are listening, and that is that it's no excuse just to say, but I was only joking. In fact, Proverbs actually says, like a madman shooting firebrands or deadly arrows is a man who deceives his neighbour and then says, I was only joking. You know, and it's just...
What was that proverb again?
It's actually Proverbs 26, 18 and 19, okay. If you want to check
it out. Scribble that down, folks.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and this is the nub of that proverb. We have a responsibility, even for our jokes, to consider the people who are involved because we're people who love people, not just a laugh.
Mark Adley, very well done. Always some insightful thoughts on current TV and media, and you can find out more from him at christianleadtoday.net.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast.